She had fame, fortune, and the forgiveness of God for her biggest mistake. Find out more on Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. I'm joined by Janet Moran, our Associate Director, and she is also the co-founder of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, which across the country and around the world gives women and men who have lost children to abortion an opportunity to speak publicly about the harm that abortion has done to them and about the healing and peace they have found in Jesus Christ. Our campaign has a national celebrity spokesperson. She is an actress, author, and former CoverGirl model, Jennifer O'Neill. And many of you will recall her and may have already seen her speaking out on the subject of abortion, on the subject of her own abortion and the healing that she has found. Well, Janet, it's a privilege to have Jennifer participating now in our Silent No More Awareness campaign.
That's right. You know, I can think back to 2002 when Georgette and I, Georgette Forney, the co-founder with me, when we were first talking about this idea of having the campaign, we knew that there was a need for the voices of women to be heard, the authentic voices of women, not just national organization of women who like to claim to speak for all women. We knew there were so many women out there who had experienced abortion and did not think it was such a good thing, came to regret it, and many of them have come to healing and were willing now to speak out.
Yes.
And we were quite delighted to hear that Jennifer O'Neill was willing to risk a lot of things in her own career to begin speaking out about her abortion. And she contacted us and said, I'm willing to be a spokesperson for your campaign. So, mm-hmm. You know, we were very blessed at her courage to speak out in that way. So as we were planning our first gathering, which, of course, was in January of 2003, Jennifer agreed to come to Washington, D.C., and we, after the March for Life, gathered in front of the Supreme Court about the same time that the National Organization of Women gathers.
Well, let me say something in regard to that. As you say, this organization, National Organization for Women, and other pro-abortion groups try to speak for all women. They
That's
try
right.
to claim that they speak for all women. What we mean by that is they're claiming to say on behalf of all women, abortion is a right, it should be our choice, it should be legal, it's part of our health care, it helps us. And in fact, that's contrary to experience.
That's
and
right.
One of the things Jennifer likes to say is experience
trumps theory.
Right. And one of the things that the authentic feminist movement says is listen to the voices of women. And this is where the pro-abortion feminists contradict themselves. Because while they try to say, listen to the voices of women, we speak for women, they're not listening to what women are saying about their negative experiences with abortion.
Right.
That's where the campaign comes in and is so valuable.
That's right. So as we were planning that first event, you know, we came in front of the Supreme Court in January 2003 after the March for Life. Like I said, about the same time that the National Organization of Women would hold a candlelight vigil celebrating Roe v. Wade. So we said, no, we're going to bring the true voices of experience, women who've had abortion, going to stand and hold these stark signs, black and white signs that said, I regret my abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer, of course, joined 60 women that first year in front of the Supreme Court, sub-freezing temperatures. And I think we should now listen to Jennifer's testimony from January 2003, her very first time publicly standing up saying she regretted her abortion. So let's now look at Jennifer's clip.
I want to thank, first of all of you there with your signs. Give yourself a hand. Anyone that's recording this, thank you so much. And for the ladies, bold and brave
Amen.
And true,
yes,
I love
are.
You all. Praise God.
Woo!
I just want to take a moment to just tell you how humbled I am to be part of this campaign. To finally, after my abortion was, gosh, almost 30 years ago. And it took me years and years to recover from that. And for many years, I didn't even know really what was bothering me. If you bear with me, I'll just take a few minutes to tell you my story, because it's cold out here, and the ladies all have such incredible stories. But my story was one of a young girl that I was engaged, and I became pregnant, and I was thrilled. I was so excited. And the father of my baby not only did not want that baby, but he harassed me and pressed me and pushed me. Now, my case was this. I could have afforded the baby, but I didn't get the emotional support of the dad. I went to my doctor, I went to my mom and dad and for help. And they told me the lie from the pit of hell, which is the same lie that is told today, that that baby under 3 months gestation was just a blob of tissue. That if the father didn't want it, I could always have another baby. It wasn't even a baby. Now, my parents have changed their mind in the advent of ultrasound. When I would show them working in these campaigns, my parents lived with me, and it just melted my heart that they finally turned to me and said, Jen, if we had known, we would have supported you. I folded. I was responsible for that abortion. But it wasn't a choice I wanted, but I was responsible. So I beat myself up for years. I had self-loathing, low self-esteem. How many ladies have experienced it? That no matter what anybody says, you feel in your heart and your soul there's something wrong. It's a part of you. Well, the fact is that that baby has a different DNA from the day of conception, and it is a baby. Now, here's what we need to do for those of us who have suffered abortion, and not just women, but men as well, that are sorry for that. That there is healing and grace through Jesus Christ. That's the fact. There is healing. And when we go forward, not in silence, not in shame, because silence and secrecy, if abortion is such a nifty idea, why is it such a secret? And so when we go forward and we admit it and put it out in the light, and through the power of God we are healed, then we become billboards of Silent No More to tell the truth to those who are considering abortions, to be effective in our lives, not crippled anymore from the shame that we have done in our life, and realize that we are forgiven. We can pass on the truth to those and offer them assistance emotionally, financially, physically, spiritually, mentally, anything that they need, so that they really and truly finally have a choice.
Yes.
80% of those that go in thinking about abortion and see an ultrasound, 80% change their mind for life.
Yes.
So we need to embrace them, not condemn them, lift them up, and help this society, because in God's eyes, this is who we are. And we need to answer to those issues.
Yes.
I know that there are so many people that need to speak tonight. Again, I want to thank you, but I want to tell you that there is life after abortion.
Yes.
For those who had the abortion, I believe in my heart that we will all see our babies in heaven.
Yes.
And that this must stop morally.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Praise God.
Well, you know, Father, I don't get tired of watching Jennifer's story, because she really represents so many other women out there in the reasons of why she had her abortion. If you listen to Jennifer, she didn't want to have an abortion, but everyone was pressing her and pushing her. Her fiancé was saying, I'm going to walk away from you. And he literally took her into the doctor's office and said, you will have this abortion. Her parents didn't know. You know, ultrasounds weren't available back then, and they believed the lie. It's a blob of tissue. And they say, well, Jen, you know, you're young, and, you know, it's more important that you keep this marriage, you know, marry this guy, and you could always have other children. How many times do people buy into that lie, right? Planned Parenthood tells these women and these abortion clinics, well, it's okay. You're not ready to be a mom now. You can have the abortion. You can always have children. Jennifer went on to have 7 miscarriages after that abortion. In other words, when she later on married and wanted to have children, she had miscarriage after miscarriage. So abortion didn't solve her problem. And like she said, she caved in to all the pressure, because everyone surrounding her, who should have been her support network, her doctor, her fiance, her parents, all were pushing her down that road to abortion. And so, you know, it's the same story with so many of the women from the Silent No More Awareness campaign.
Now, this campaign gives women an opportunity, first of all, to find the ministries of healing that can help them.
That's
psychologically
right.
As well as spiritually. But secondly, also to give witness and give testimony in these gatherings that are held, such as the one we just saw Jennifer speak at. There are other ways the campaign is developing, though, that I like very much, too. And that is, first of all, to give these women an opportunity to sit down with pro-abortion politicians. Many people ask, what can we do to convince the pro-abortion politicians to respect life? Well, we can use the same technique that the pro-abortion groups use to convince them to support abortion, and that is to bring in a woman and have her sit face-to-face with this politician and share her personal experience. The pro-aborts have brought these women in and have said, tell them why you felt you needed to have legal abortion. Well, now we can bring the women of the campaign in to sit with these people.
That's right.
And to show them the devastation that abortion brings.
And it's already had successes. I mean, in Arizona, they were trying to pass the Women's Right to Know bill, and that's what happened. Our regional coordinator out in Arizona gathered the women in Arizona, which that's another important factor. You're bringing women from the same state who had abortions in that state to the legislators of that state. So that's a double effect because it's a potential voter. That legislator knows that, and it's a voice of experience who had an abortion right there in that state, sitting with them and telling them the damage abortion did. And that's what helped pass that Women's Right to Know bill.
Another way that the campaign is getting the message out is by these women being willing and ready to go into pulpits. If pastors would invite them into their church, they could speak at the Sunday service and at the Mass after communion and share with the entire congregation the firsthand evidence that abortion harms women, and the firsthand evidence that we who oppose abortion do not oppose those who have abortions, but rather welcome them with forgiveness and healing and love. The doors of the church are open, and they experience the healing and forgiveness of Christ.
And the thing that does help is so many women are out there still in the pews hurting. You know, they don't hear it that much in the churches. They're not hearing their pastors preach about it. By inviting one of these women in to speak, not only will the pastor, I think, give him more courage than to speak out about abortion, because he'll realize silence only hurts the women more. Mm-hmm. But the women who are sitting there in the pews will then hear this woman found healing. That gives them all they need to begin the path to healing, because they'll say, oh, that's me too, all those symptoms of abortion. But look, if she could stand up here now and be back with the Lord fully and have that sense of healing, maybe I can do that too. And on the Silent No More Awareness Campaign website, we have a whole myriad of healing resources. You know, from some women can take a first step just by online counseling. Mm-hmm. There's Bible study programs. There's the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat Program, which is a ministry of Gospel of Life. There's so many things that women can do. And the campaign just keeps growing. We have people come up there and email us on a daily basis. Register with the campaign. We have a monthly e-letter they can get. And we're so blessed to have Jennifer continuing to go out there and speak. She's a banquet speaker at many pregnancy centers, just a lot of different events. She's been out there speaking, helping to get the truth out, and helping other women to come and be part of the campaign. So I recently had a chance to interview her once again, but now current interview this year. And let's take a look at that clip now to see some of the things Jennifer says now that we've been a few years down the road with the campaign and how she feels about this whole experience of telling her story.
This campaign is growing leaps and bounds because that's God's will. And it's His will to have us all heal and be whole and accept God's grace and forgiveness, even about abortion. It will be, and there will be a day, because again, it's God's will, not by our might, but by His, that abortion will become unthinkable. And when you heal and you can speak the truth about your experience of abortion, I always say personally that experience overrides theory. So when Planned Parenthood or those pro-choice people, pro-death people are debating you, speaking to you, getting young ladies and women to go in and buy the lie from the pit of hell that they're not killing a child, it's just a blob of tissue, we can say we will be silent no more. There are tears of shame and guilt and regret connected with everyone's abortion story, everyone that is out of denial. And it's a painful revisit, if you will. But once you're healed, it is a tender tear that happens. Of course, every time I tell my story, I have to go through the entire story and through the event. But knowing that God has all our babies in heaven, because it says so in the Word of God, gives me solace, and there will be no recrimination in heaven. As I go through the story, I feel so much hope and desire to express to others who are hurting, not just women, but men and parents that perhaps took their child down thinking they were doing the best thing. Everyone surrounding the abortion issue, the providers, there's healing and hope for everyone. Going through it over and over again has actually become a blessing and a joy because I know the message at the end is God's message, and that is, let me take all your pain and lay it at the foot of the cross. I'd like to say that it's never too late. My parents are in their 80s, and they did the workbook for Life After Abortion and translated it. And in reading God's word about the issue, they are now absolutely pro-life and have changed their position, getting the information. Guilt is there to torture us in the aftermath of an event. Once we realize the truth about a situation, we confess it and lay it at the foot of the cross, which I talk about, and accept God's grace in that area. The guilt will go away, and a great and deep abiding desire to let the truth be known about the issue will take the place of that guilt. So you're healed, whole, and then you become a billboard for the truth.
Well, as you can see, you know, Jennifer says, every time these women tell their stories, there's another layer of healing. It's not that they forget the fact, you know, that they killed their child. That's always going to be with them. But there is that joy of the mercy of Christ that they've received. And every time they repeat that story, they feel there's another layer of healing has been accomplished in their lives.
And repeating these stories at these gatherings is something that women do not participate in until they've been properly prepared and not just being taken right from, you know, oh, hi, I have abortion testimony to say, okay, come on right up here to the microphone.
No, absolutely not.
We make sure that they're going through the proper amount of healing. And
yeah, one of the key requirements that both Georgia and I make sure is any woman registering that says, I want to come, they see on our website, oh, there's an event in my neighborhood and I want to come. Well, they email our regional coordinator. The first thing they do is have a conversation with the girl to find out what healing program she participated in. And then we help them write a sample testimony, which is just like a three-minute story, certain elements of their testimony. They write it all down. We help them. We go over it. We help them talk about their testimony. So we're not just plucking them out of the blue and saying, come and stand and hold a sign and speak.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we're going to be having gatherings in January. And right now, people who are listening, if you think you'd like to have a gathering in your community, please contact us through the website. And people who would like to give their testimony can begin the first steps by contacting us at the website.
Now, if they want to be involved, but they're not willing to give their testimony yet, there are other things they can do.
Oh, absolutely. If they want to absolutely go to a gathering, they don't have to speak. They're just holding the sign, I regret my abortion, or for the men, I regret less fatherhood, that's a testimony in itself. But if they wanted just to attend a gathering and not even say that they've had an abortion, they can come just as prayer support.
Yes.
For the women who are ready to speak and the men who are ready to speak. We do need prayer warriors at these events.
Yes.
And then finally, they can sign up online and they will get our monthly e-letter. And we can tell them opportunities of the campaign to be silent and more all during throughout the year. And they'll feel connected with us because we'll tell them different good news that's happening with the campaign.
You know, sometimes the pro-abortion people will say, oh, but we know a lot of people who had abortions, but they're not sorry. Well, sure, a lot of women will tell you they're not sorry precisely because they're in denial and they haven't realized yet how many wounds and problems in their life are springing from their abortion. But what I challenge the pro-abortion people to do is to come up with a campaign where they can gather the same number of women together who are willing to say, I regret having my child.
Oh, they're not going to find that,
Well, for sure. That would be the true reverse of this campaign.
That's
but
right.
But they're not going to find
that.
That's right. Because you have a child and you see the joy and the fulfillment that comes from turning away from your own choices and turning to the eyes of that child and saying, I'm going to give myself away in love to you. That's happiness. That's freedom. That's fulfillment.
That's right.
Thanks, Janet. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for your encouraging support of the Silent No More Awareness campaign. Jennifer O'Neill, Janet, Georgette, and I are delighted to be able to coordinate this campaign around the world, and it truly is international. Keep in contact with us so that you can be a part of these exciting developments. Stay with us now for our action segment.
I want to be a fireman when I grow up.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be president of the United States.
I want to find a cure for cancer.
The choice to have an abortion alters the course of the future. Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I worried about staying in school.
I was already struggling to care for one child.
My parents told me I wasn't ready to be a mom, so I had an abortion. I had physical problems afterwards.
I went from relationship to relationship.
I hated myself. I started to have nightmares.
I cried when I saw a pregnant woman.
I tried to commit suicide.
I couldn't bond with the child I later had.
I tried to numb my pain with alcohol.
I struggled with depression.
I had trouble conceiving again.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
Each of us thought we were the only ones struggling afterward.
Now we realize many women regret their choice.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help in healing, and you can too. Call or go online today.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
Welcome, friends, to our action segment where Janet Moran, our associate, and I talk to you about practical things you can do to advance the cause of life. And today we're going to talk about the Silent No More Awareness Campaign.
Well, you know, Father, as you know, the Silent No More Awareness Campaign is where men and women who've experienced abortion but come through healing stand out in a public way at our gatherings and hold those signs that I regret my abortion, and the men have a sign that says I regret lost fatherhood. We'd like people out there that are interested in bringing that type of gathering to their community. We would be happy to help them do that. We need regional coordinators. It doesn't mean you have to have had an abortion to be a regional coordinator, but you'd like to have this kind of an event. They can go to the silentnomoreawareness.org website, and they can send us an email through that website, and we'll be happy to be personally in touch with them and see how we can bring the campaign to their community. But then we'd like to help them spread the message of the campaign by using the various products we've developed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have bumper stickers, both in the regular kind that are, you know, sticky to go on the car, or a static sticker. We have mugs. We have pins now, nice big round-sized pins that say, I regret my abortion, or the women do regret. Everyone can wear a pin, or every woman can wear one that says, women do regret abortion.
Right, because that doesn't mean
that
I had one. But
right.
It's spreading, it's counteracting the myth, isn't it, that
yes.
That abortion is somehow a benefit to women. It's not. Those who have it are the best testimonials that this, in fact, is a it doesn't solve your problems, it brings more problems.
That's right. So again, with the women do regret abortion saying, we have the buttons, we have the mugs, we have T-shirts, they can wear the T-shirts. I know a lot of the youth groups, there's a pro-life T-shirt day. Why not wear a T-shirt that says, women do regret abortion? And then finally, we have big vinyl banners. These could be hung in a school gymnasium, a church hall, if you're having a rally. And again, with the message, women do regret abortion. And then we have another one that has a lot of the women who've had abortion. They're pictured there standing in a group, women of different ethnical backgrounds. And the caption says, we regret our abortion. If you do, there's help. And there's a hotline number that you can call, plus our web address. I mean, a banner like that hanging in a high school or college gymnasium, can you imagine the effect that that will have? You know, a lot of these kids are the ones who go off and have abortions, but if they see there's people who said this wasn't good, a good thing to do, it might stop some people from going down that road. So we'd like them to use these products to help get the message out that abortion is not good for women.
And people have, of course, their own websites, and to link to silentnomoreawareness.org is another way to promote the campaign. And also to link to the specific testimonies that are on the website. One could make a link specifically to the testimony that has been given by one or another of these women or men, and let people who visit your website know about it. Similarly, sending out the link through one's email list. And also, pastors in churches can promote the campaign, first of all, by putting it on their church website, by telling their congregation about it through mailings that go out, and also by inviting one of these women or men to say something to the Sunday congregation at the end of the service and to share their testimony from the pulpit. Many have done this, and it's a tremendous way to lead the congregation to a deeper awareness of why abortion is wrong.
You know, if any questions they have in that regard, Father, they can email us at mail@silentnomoreawareness.org, and we would love to get back in touch with them, get a post-abortive person to speak in their church, help to get a gathering in their community. So we want them to really help us to get this message out, because, you know, a lot of people cling to choice because they somehow think abortion is good for women. If they get the message out there, more and more people will be converted to the pro-life message.
So again, in order to facilitate a gathering where women will come together and say, I regret my abortion, we're not saying that they're the ones who have to find the women.
No.
We actually have women on our database ready to share about this in their own local community. This is just a facilitator to help organize the event.
That's correct.
Yes.
So just contact us at Gospel Life, like I said, the Silent and More Awareness website, and we'll be happy to put them in touch with the women who want to make that event happen in their community.
Okay. Thanks, Janet. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We want to hear from you. Be in contact with us. We'll get you some of these products for the campaign eagerly to share with you and with those you associate with the message not only that abortion hurts women and that women regret it, but that there is hope and healing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's spread that positive message and continue to defend life.
Happy birthday to you.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
It's positive. I'm pregnant.
My boyfriend panicked, and I was worried what my family would say.
I just didn't know what to do.
If you're facing an unplanned pregnancy, you have options. You don't have to be alone. Call 1-800-395-HELP. Our services are totally confidential and free. If you're pregnant, call now. There is help.
Friends, as we conclude our program, may I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell other people about Gospel of Life. Tell them when these programs air so that they can tune in and learn more about the pro-life movement. Secondly, we like to hear from you. On our website, gospeloflife.com, you can even send us your prayer requests, and our entire ministry team will be more than happy to lift up your concerns and intentions before the throne of God. Thirdly, we're eager and ready to come to your community, to preach in your churches, to gather with your pro-life groups, and to help inspire you in the pro-life cause. And finally, we ask you to donate so that we can keep these programs on the air. You can send your tax-deductible contributions to us at Gospel of Life Ministries. Again, go to our website, and thank you.